First and family, what is going on, y'all? What's going on? I know what's going on with this one over here. She's tired and letting me know that I got too much of the energies.
She's got a lot of energy today.
For her right now. But you know what, man? That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. It's all about being high energy.
It sounds good, like late night jujitsu. It's a good class, and it's fun, right? And this is why I'm tired, because it's fun, and it's great, and we get to work, you know, during the day and finish everything up. And then when we get home, it's giant meal time because we're gone, and we miss two meals, so I get to combine them. But it makes for a really late night, because most times we don't get out of there until, like, between 8:30 and 9 o'clock. So we don't get home and eat. I mean, it was, gosh, 10:30 before we ate last night.
You know what I love? You know what I love?
What?
I don't even get to greet the first in family. I don't get to say hello. I don't get to do anything before you just start bitching. Guys, story of my life. If you ever wondered about the story of my life, it's that right there. Can't even say hello to you guys without some whining. So we're going to stop the whining for a second. And we're going to let Kim Leitner say happy birthday.
That's why you stopped it.
Happy birthday. She's not telling me happy birthday. That was yesterday. She's saying happy birthday to First In, damn it, because it is First In's birthday. You guys know? Do you guys know it was First In's birthday? Because I did. Right there. Happy birthday, Finn. Let's throw this up here again. Coach Kim says, happy birthday, First In. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us, making this thing awesome, and celebrating the third year of First In, because you guys are awesome. Stephanie's here. Stephanie says, hey.
Hey.
I know we're a little late, but we know Stephanie celebrated the birthday with us, that's for sure. Mike Mills, Friday. Good, man, good. Happy birthday. It's been a bit, man.
Yeah.
You got it right. And now that we're here, now that we've said hello to you guys, we've greeted you guys a little bit, now we can start bitching a little bit. Man, it's been a long week. And last night, not getting in bed until like midnight, yeah. Midnight 30 after BJJ, that was a mistake, y'all. I am way too old for that life.
And we always wake up and we're like, we're going to take a nap. We're going to take a nap. It'll right. be great.
I swore I was going to get a nap in today, and no nap was had. Taco Bell was had. That's why I'm sipping on this thing.
Yeah.
So we got a Facebook user.
So as we get started, guys, Facebook user, if you've clicked the link before, we're sorry, they're expiring. So you're going to have to click it again so we can see who you are. Or if you're new and you've not clicked the link, there is a link in the post, the live post, for you to click so we can see your name in the bubble. If you don't want to do it right now, don't worry about it. Just put dash your name.
I'm going to get a little dude, like a sticker that I can go.
Every
and
time.
I'm going to pop it up. Yeah. And say, hey, click this link. You can't click it, but it'll let you guys know. But so thank you for happy birthday, Facebook user, party hat, blowy phone, and thank you, Facebook user, birthday cake. If you don't click the link, that's okay. Just like write a little dash. Let us know your name so we can celebrate with you. But thank you for the birthday wishes. First In is three.
Yeah.
A terrible three. Not a threesome. I don't know where that came from. But 3 years old, so thank you guys for making it amazing.
So it's terrible twos, so for anybody who has a kid, is there one for three?
Terrific.
But I've heard that they're called the terrible twos because it's not just 2 years old, it is 2 years worth of terribleness. So I don't know if that's true or not, but
I don't know about that, but Lindsay Wise says happy birthday, and she said her name. You're good, fam. Thank you for looking out for that, though. That's awesome. My man, Kay.
Hey.
Y'all, I don't know if you're my man today, bud. You had some liberties yesterday, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But for now, I'm going to say, what's up, dude? And congratulations, dude. Very, very excited for you, man. Good job, dude. You fought the long flight, whatever we're talking about here. You did good, man. I'm proud of you, brother. Good job. Monica.
We got you. Your bubble shows up. We got your name. You're perfect.
Monica.
Don't worry about it.
Click the link.
Yep.
Welcome back. First FinLive back. Clicks the link. Has a bubble.
We got you.
My girl. Welcome back to the family, my friend. We've missed you.
It's another Facebook user.
Another Facebook user. Thank you. Happy birthday. Let us know your name, your el nombre.
Or click the link.
Or click the link. Either way, we're just going to call you Facebook user. We may just call you FU for short.
Moving on.
Moving on. Well received, that one, apparently. Emily, hey, how are you? Stephanie Hostetler said, every year of childhood has their asshole times. Keep it real, fam. We like that. Anna Patterson.
Oh, yeah. It expired, but we can see your name now. So you click the link, you're totally fine. We don't know what the time frame is. Apparently, it's a few months.
Yeah. Who knows, man? It happens to... I'm in courses that use this platform or whatever. It happens all the time. Click the link every now and again. We'll let you know. We'll call you a Facebook user.
We can see your name, though. You're good.
Uh-oh. Hold on. I lost somebody. I'm scrolling. We're professionals here. Monica says, terrible twos, trying threes, fucking fours. Right on, man. You guys are selling it. We can't wait. Birthday boy.
Yeah.
It's been a day, fam. Been a day.
And don't let him tell you it's not his birthday anymore, because he's still celebrating. We went to Taco Bell today. That's happy birthday, Jonathan.
Our Taco Bell is also home of the Colonel.
It is. It was actually really good today. It was good. And I'm not a huge Taco Bell fan, but it was really good.
Dude, this Taco Bell was on it. Yeah. I don't know if it's like post-pandemic or whatever it was, but they're like, yo, we're stepping it up a notch. Probably one of the top five Taco Bell experiences of recent memory.
And it's closest to our house.
I think there's only been five in the last 7 years, but it was a good one. I swear it. It was awesome. Bobby, thank you. Thank you. Happy birthday first in. You are correct. Jennifer.
Yeah, they're expiring. Just got to re-click the link. Nobody. Yeah. We got you now, though.
Oh, man. I like where Bobby's head's at. Birthday month.
Well, I think it's almost over then, so it's okay. Does it not start? Is it the whole month of May? Or does it start on the 20th and go to the next 20th?
Trying to steal my shine. Trying to steal my shine. Danielle, what's up? We're just here having a party. We are here saying happy birthday to First In. If it's your first birthday with First In, things may be looking pretty normal or whatever. If it's your second or even your third birthday with First In, we're behind once again. We say this every year that we're going to get on top of it, and we're gonna be congratulating the members that are continuing their journey and getting our presents and celebrating with us. And y'all, we failed at this one, man. We are behind. So hopefully, you know, we'll continue to congratulate everybody, and it'll be
3 or 4 days.
Three or four days from now, we'll catch up because we want to celebrate you guys. But thank you for making our birthday awesome, man. So far, it's been off to a good start.
It's been good. You'll see all the names come up. Don't worry. If you hit the birthday deal, you will come up eventually. I promise.
We got you.
We'll get there.
And if you're continuing on the birthday, you don't have to fill out the form again. I'm just going to put that on record.
You know, you can. We've got some really cool goal setting.
We have some really cool comments. So that's been kind of fun. It's been a fun part of the day. Hello there. I hope I said that correct. What's going on, Jessica?
I feel like I need my hat again.
Right? Oh, man, the Hodges hitting me with the birthdays. You guys both said happy birthday yesterday. I appreciate you both, man. Gary and I, we shared a moment about Facebook yesterday. Because if you guys aren't aware, I got zucked yesterday. That's right. How did Jonathan get zucked? You may be wanting to know. Jamie Holiday actually asked this question. She said, paint me a picture. What happened when Jonathan found out Facebook put him in timeout? So backstory on this is a pretty interesting start to the birthday yesterday. I woke up, and unlike First In's birthday, where we said we're going to stay on top of it, I said, yo, I'm going to stay on top of these happy birthdays today. And I was like a madman on the phone. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Just trying to stay on top of it. You know, getting all the birthday love, man. It was pretty awesome. You know, thank you and thanks, man. Thanks, brother. Smiley face, hearts, you know, whatever, man. Keeping it nice and unique, right? You know, no spammy comments, no copy-paste thank you, no, guys, just want to say thank you, I couldn't keep up with all. No, man, I'm going to thank everybody. If you're going to say happy birthday to me, I'm going to thank you. But apparently, apparently I was thinking so hard, I was grinding on my thanks, that Facebook assumed I was a robot. It assumed I was no longer a person. And because I had commented so many times saying thank you to people that said happy birthday on my wall, saying thank you to people that said happy birthday on my pancakes, saying thank you to people that said happy birthday on other people's pages and tagged me in it, I apparently violated Facebook terms of services by being so thankful. And the funny thing is, I went to comment, you know, great post on Coach Nastasha's post, and Facebook said, nah, man, you're done. You're in timeout.
Denied.
And it's really funny because where Jamie's getting at this, what happened when Jonathan found out Facebook put him in timeout, you would think, if you know me at all, that I would have completely flipped shit and lost my mind and started screaming. But the reality is, I'm absolutely less than nothing when it comes to Facebook. And I am well aware of that. So getting mad, it's just, that's literally like I always talk about, like one of my captains said, you can keep banging your head against the wall, it's not going to fall down. Facebook is such a juggernaut. Like, it didn't even cross my brain to like react out of the ordinary other than, oh shit, that really sucks. I can't comment to anything. Wow.
He was pretty calm.
I mean, there's nothing I could do. So, like, I would love to have said I had this reaction. But, I mean, the thing is, and I react violently to all kinds of little things.
It's true.
But I just know in my heart of hearts that there's nothing you can do. Like, getting mad at Facebook isn't... I mean, they literally have, like, make countries disappear money. Like, not just like they could send somebody to the house and then wipe me off the face of the earth existence. No one even remember me, like Men in Black style. Like, they could do that. But I mean, they could make like nations disappear. That's that Facebook money. So I didn't even get mad about it. I was like, oh well, what else can I work on today? Because I can't comment on shit.
Moving on.
And now I'm taking a much more slow and measured approach. I'm saying thank you 10 at a time. I've got the entire. Cause y'all, I'll be honest with you. It was like 400 some comments, like I think it was like 480 people that have said happy birthday to me, which is just absurd. It blows my mind. And I'm still getting comments on my Taco Bell post, happy birthday. I'm like, all right, y'all, I'll take it. Thank you. I'm having a good one. But I had no idea when I started that it was going to get that high. I've never seen a number that high on my personal page. So it was just wild. But no, man, it's Facebook, right? What are you going to do? I mean, they've got that buy you, sell you, kill you money. So I can't fight that. I didn't even react. So I'm sorry, Jamie, it's a bad story, but I just, you know, it is what it is. Just trying to play catch up now. But speaking of that, fam, y'all let me down, man.
Who is this?
fam, y'all let me down. Within like 10 minutes of finding out I can't comment, y'all just being ridiculous. Y'all just getting churlish, chicanery, and buffoonery. I don't even know what's wrong with y'all.
Dude, that was the best thread ever. And let me tell you, I've not heard Jonathan laugh so much, like genuinely laugh so much at that thread. Like that was just...
If only there were 7 other admins that could have put y'all in y'all's place.
We all stepped away like, nah.
But no, it didn't happen. So y'all entertain me, that's for sure. Facebook user. Now, I think I'm gonna guess who this is, because y'all all know I ain't young. But if I had to guess, this particular Facebook user might be Tom.
I would think.
Am I correct? Let me know. Let me know if I got this one right.
Either way, your link has expired, or you need to click it again.
Bobby, yeah, man, I was rebelling with thanks, with gratitude.
Dude, saying thank you to people on his page.
And you know, man, the thing is with this, like guys, I don't get mad at anything Facebook does. I think Facebook, one, you know, it enables like me and Bobby to stay in contact since high school. I think it's an awesome platform. I think the way it brings people together, I think it's pretty fantastic. And man, I'm well aware of any time that you don't pay for something, you don't purchase the product, that you're the product. Like, I understand it completely. Facebook, make your billions. However, saying thank you, I don't know, man. Like I get it. Like, if I was like, yo, buy my pink drink, and I was posting on everyone else's page, Facebook needs to stop that. You know, marketers ruin everything, and they've got Facebook chat bots that do all this crap. But yo, I'm saying thank you on my birthday on my own page.
Thank you for wishing me a happy birthday.
We want to fix that algorithm, I think. Yeah. I want to thank that. But you know, man, hey, it's Facebook's rules. I'll play along the best that I can. So, my husband calls the herd as soon as his friend list hits 90.
That's his limit.
Man, that's a solid limit. I don't know if you've ever read Tribe or any of the books around that line. They talk about, like, humans and society as a whole and as a culture. We exist in tribes. Tribalism is a thing to keep us alive. And they say that actually the maximum number before things start disintegrating and going away is 150. And if you think about that, 150 cavemen walking around in the woods, that's a pretty big gathering, right? But they say that's the number when your social connections start weakening and loosening. And I don't know, man, I got like 4,800 friends on my Facebook. And I want to say a good solid, I don't know, 4,000 of them probably shouldn't necessarily be there. So my strategy for culling is a little bit interesting. On your birthday, you either hear happy birthday from me or you get unfriended. And so that's kind of how, when it comes up, because I've got a daily thing, like either tell you happy birthday or I'll say peace. Because, man, I've got people from when my men's health article came out that added me. And, man, some of the countries men's health's big in. You wouldn't be surprised, but yeah, so sometimes you gotta, it's good to do a little reckoning. It's good to kind of to thin it out a little bit. That way you got room for more people.
Well, and the litmus is, one, do you answer in Messenger? And two, how do you answer in Messenger? Because obviously, there's some creepy people that say some really creepy things. Because every now and then I'll hear, "Ann, come in here." And I come in there and he's showing me some message somebody said. Guys and girls. So it's not just females.
More
right?
guys than females.
There's a lot of males that are kind of creepy on Facebook. Yeah. To Jonathan.
You know, man, it's like you go to my webpage. You go to my GeoCities. You go to my Angel Fire. You hit my Facebook, and the first thing you see, that cover photo that I haven't changed in 8 years, that probably won't change. Is like my I do helmet, you know, like, yo, I'm married, here's my wife. Like, you scroll through my feed and I love my wife every 10 minutes, and boy, that doesn't stop anybody.
No. And man, guys say some things more than women.
Guys are filthy. Y'all ladies, man, I feel sorry for you, especially in this day and age when, like, the cell phone cameras are out and everybody's sliding them in the DMs. Nah, man, y'all.
Dude, and I was gonna say, people it's filthy. Not even like they're, like, sliding into the DMs. Like, these guys are straight up in your face in the, like, you know, just things that I don't want to read.
It's a dirty game.
That's how you get culled out of the herd, though.
Jessica's laughing at something else, but I'm sure she's laughing about the dirty game too. Okay, you're so weak, bro. Weak sauce. I did actually, somebody did actually request their free month when they continued their journey for the birthday, bro. So I'm taking that out of you. I just deducted 4 weeks from your program and gave it to them, man. Don't worry about it. I figured that's what you'd want me to do. That's how we talked about it.
This admin was wrangling squirrel.
All right, squirrel. Six other admins, Amy.
Let's be honest. None of us were going to get in there and stop
six
that.
Six other admins could have stopped that. No, it was. It was hilarious. Corey, what's up, fam? Happy birthday to First N. Mine's over.
And Jonathan. K covered.
I don't know who this user is, but K did not cover for me. That was a sweet video, dude. And you know, man, Steve, he obviously did share it in the coach's chat. Of course he did. But, bro, I laughed at every comment. I laughed at your video. I laughed at all the stuff. You should have told Steve to stuff it. You should be like, I got laugh reacts from Jonathan. I'm good, man. You don't worry about it. But sometimes, man, you want to get in the jokes game with a bunch of firemen, man. Good luck.
If he's laughing, you're good. This is how you know you're kind of like borderline. If Jonathan doesn't laugh at something you thought was funny that you put up, he might be kind of iffy.
If you don't get a reaction from me...
There's your sign.
Either I got zucked or pay attention to that. Context clues. Tom, my man Tom says, can't stay long. Just want to say happy birthday. Man, thank you, brother. I appreciate that. Tom is the guy that told me, well, first of all, Tom and Tom might have gotten a little salty at my Velcro New Balance comment.
That was great.
But Tom told me when I get to be his age, I do get a birthday month. Right now, it's just a week.
Okay.
I like Tom. Give me something to look forward to.
All right.
Val, what's up, my friend? How are you? Monica, you got to keep it tight, man. You got to keep it tight. You got to keep it, you know, man, keep the circle tight.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's another reason, I guess, to continually edit. Nancy. Yeah, man. People are creepy. Very creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a guy who was, I forgot how creepy this guy was. He was telling me happy birthday, and he started whatever, and he's like, oh, man, you know, how old are you? And I'm like, I'm old. And he's like, well, you still look great. And I'm like, scroll back up and said, oh, that guy.
You're that guy.
Scroll back down and let it go, man. Because it wasn't like a, you look great, bro. It was like, hey. Like, the guy had, like, propositioned me before. Like, I was like, oh, I'm married. And he's like, well, I was going to hit you up for sex, but I guess not now. And I was like, yeah, I guess not now, dude.
Or, like, he tells people he's married, and then they go, happily married? Question mark? What?
That's a good one. Happily?
What?
Oh, man.
I mean, good on you for trying, but damn. What?
Oh. Yes, Monica, that was not the eggplant recipe I was looking for. How you been, man? I'm so glad you're back. I'm so glad you're back.
Oh,
Karen, is this a shot at my my 43 picture? Because I know my boy JD called me out for being pale.
No, wait, listen. So y'all will realize this as we get into the summer. In the winter months, because it's a little chillier, I don't go out in shorts, but I am like a yellow color, and Jonathan is very pink ginger colored skin. So you're going to see that. When I get a tan, I get dark. When he gets a tan, he stays pink.
Right. So my boy JD gets on my Instagram, you know, and I posted. If you guys haven't seen it yet, I made a post with my birthday shots from 40, 41, 42, and 43, as much as it pains me to say it. And he was like, hey, bro, did you lose your tan? And I said, hey, bro, that's what working 7 days a week does for you, yeah, man. You don't have that much time to get out in the sun. Because I even told Ann, I said, oh, God, I'm really white right now. But the cool thing was, is I was really, really happy with my level of conditioning, period. But considering, like, I'm, like, 3 shades paler than I was like, wow, dude, I'm really happy with that. Because you normally look really crappy when you're pale. That's why, if you guys aren't aware, why bodybuilders tan.
Yeah.
And they try to get, like, as dark as they can because it shows your definition better. So I was pretty happy with that.
We haven't been beach running either lately. There's been a lot of late jellyfish on the beach, and we don't want to step on them. And the seaweed's been really bad.
Our beach, it's like a berm of seaweed right now. So we haven't even really been a walk too much.
Yeah.
Jessica said, guys are filthy AF. They sure AF are.
They are.
See me there? You know, man, I would just at you, except you're a Facebook user, and I don't know who it is, and you're not signing your name, so let
us
know.
Can't see your name.
Let us know. They're totally gross at the gym, too. Makes no sense. I will tell you guys this. We've had some issues come up in past discussions and some past coaches' corners, not coaches' corners, meet the fams, where women have found themselves, unfortunately, being exposed to harassment more now they've changed their shape, changed their outlook, changed their confidence or whatever. And you know, one thing I make it really clear to say is I will never have any idea, I will never have the ability to understand what it's like to be female. It's like, if you've ever read any philosophy, what does it mean to be a bat, you know, and you talk about that for hours. I will never have any concept of what that's like, because no matter where I go, no matter how intimidating the surroundings are, I'll always have a different level of fear's the wrong word, but fear, for lack of a better term, of the situation, just knowing that the likelihood of being victimized in certain ways isn't as likely for me. And ladies, hats off to you having to deal with some of the scumbags out there, man, because it's a scary ass world, man. So be safe and don't take no shit, man. If somebody is starting to harass you, Full extent of the law, whatever you have to do, man. That's all I'm going to go with that. Emily, yeah, how about no more bringing up threads that need to die? How about that? We should make that a rule, too.
Let's leave that one alone.
Facebook user, I'll send that to you. I'll send that right your way. I'll give you four of K's weeks. I mean, that's good enough, I guess, right? I knew it was Tom.
We're going to go with typo. Tom Ruffner instead of Fuffner, but I like that one better.
Maybe we'll have to call you Fuffner.
That's funsies.
Tom, did you click the link again? Sometimes you got to hit the reset on it.
Yeah, they're expiring.
If not, I think so far, I think you're the only Facebook user left, so we'll just call you Tom. Any other Facebook users, you're Tom from here on out. Murphy says, happy birthday. I woke up to a text from Greg saying, I signed us up for the next year.
He sure did.
Good job. Greg doing the work. Coach Steve, what's going on, man? You know, we are just doing the thing, talking about getting zucked over here. Tom says, hello. Amy says, whoa. I'm the palest, so watch it, dude. I don't know, man. I've gotten pretty pasty. I got to get back to those beach runnings.
Yeah.
Jessica says, I have mastered the art of stank bitch face at the gym.
That's one way to keep them away.
That's one way to try, anyway.
Yeah.
I'm gonna assume this isn't Tom. Is this Debbie?
Who is this?
I bet it's Debbie. I bet Tom's harassing Debbie. That makes sense. If not, sorry, Tom. I don't think of you that way. I get totally harassed at the gym every day by a very sick-minded person, but it's my hubs.
I mean, if they do it, it's fine.
Yeah, I get some inappropriate DMs from her all the time too, and it's like, woman, I'm working. You're gonna have to wait for that. Never works. Karis.
So I see
a comment from Karen Hodge says, hey, I'm a fan of the gray pants. And then Karen says, that was Gary, by the way. That makes sense to me. I'll have to not wear my gray pants next time you guys hang out. Oops.
I like Fuffner. Let's go with that.
Coach Tasha, I clicked the thing, but in case it's not working, it's Tasha.
It's working.
Look at you, Coach, walking the walk, showing everybody the way to do it. Wade, what's up, man? Happy birthday to First In. Thank you, my man. Good to see you here. Emily says no gray pants. You have to ask her what that's all about. Anna Patterson said, in my 20s one day working out at the gym, this guy comes up to me and starts making moves and saying all sorts of shit, and then goes, you're hot. If I take you out, will you wear some makeup? Oh, shit. This does not turn out well. Let's just say I was subtle as a Mack truck of letting him know how to back up before I punched him in the face. Good for you. There are a lot of people that deserve punches in the face. And
that's pretty ballsy.
That guy sounds like one.
And the answer is no. No, this is my face. This is what I look like. If you don't like it, bye.
The answer is you're not doing one of the three Fs, and you now have no chance to. Beat it. Tom! Oh. Look at you, man. You got it. Now quit harassing your wife at the gym. That's terrible. Don't be that way.
Coach Amy, my parents just asked me to come over and fix their links, but I'm at a squirrel's gymnastics meet, so you'll have to decipher this one on your own.
For you guys that don't know, Tom and Debbie Ruffner is Amy's mom and dad. And they live close together. They're very close. They do a lot of things together. And that does not surprise me one bit. They would ask you to help with technology. Why they're asking you to help them with technology, considering how some of the technology goes for you sometimes, I don't know. But hey, you work with what you got, right? Nancy says, I get it, Anna. I chucked a loaded barbell across the barrier when he mocked my client. He stopped laughing. Well, good for you.
That's what you get.
That's it right there. Tom, man, you're asking for it. Tom said, let's see how long it takes to get her in now, talking about his wife. And then he said, alleged dad to Coach Amy. Well, I can see where Amy gets her sense of humor from. You guys are awesome, man. You guys are our people. So, yeah, that was the long story long on how I made Facebook think I was a robot by saying thank you too rapidly. So don't do that, guys. Whatever you do, don't be thankful. Zuckerberg does not appreciate it. So, considering it's our birthday, And, you know, considering we answer the questions we get asked, we're going to go ahead and touch on something here real quick. But first, we're going to see what Coach Steve said. Steve said, I've decided to eat tacos for dinner each... until Monday? Each day until Monday?
I don't know. Clarify that.
I
think it's a solid plan. I'm meeting some resistance.
I really... If anybody's resisting eating tacos...
Is it each meal?
Yeah, I don't understand. But the point is there should be no resistance. I don't care if it's I'm eating tacos for dinner every day. I'm eating tacos for every meal every day. I'm having tacos right now, and I'm going to have them later. Bro, nothing wrong with tacos.
Each day, he clarified.
Having tacos for dinner each day until Monday.
Right, it's not a problem.
Who's resisting that? You tell them, don't yuck your yum, bro.
Tacos every day.
Don't yuck your yum.
And listen, you do tacos every day. You know why? Because you can make a taco out of anything.
Anything.
Roll it up, stuff it with stuff. Taco. Don't call people a potato.
Ian's last ban was for calling someone a potato. Far worse things you can be called. So, yeah. So, we got asked an interesting question, and in honor of our third birthday, I think, why not? Why don't we have a little story time? So, Kelly Mulder, new to the family, said, in her family, on your birthday, the story of your birth is told. She said, I'd love to hear the story of your birth, and if you'd rather not share it, I'd love to hear the story of how First In got started. As a newbie, there are many things that OGs know, and I'd love to know too. Thanks. Which is pretty awesome, because I'm going to tell you guys what, Kelly has been asking some amazing questions. Yeah. So I'm really happy to dive into this one, and hopefully you guys will enjoy something too, because if we tell it every year on our birthday, we have a whole other year of stories to tell. And that's a whole other year for me to elaborate and make things even crazier. So it'll be kind of neat if you're a Finn Live subscriber. You can go back and you can listen to every birthday and you can go, wow, he's really layering it on thick. Because, you know, your memory kind of fades as you get older and maybe you don't remember details too well, but I could sure weave a tale. So the story of my birth, personally, I don't even know. I'm here. That's all I got.
First In story is more.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't. I would love to hear the story of your birth on your birthday, so maybe I've get an idea on what mine should sound like. I mean, I could get a ghostwriter to help me out because I think my story was, you know, I mean, my story of my parents getting together was kind of interesting. My dad, that's... when he went to marry my mom. She was a minor, and they had to get married in another state so they could get married, and he made her walk across the state line because transporting her across via car would have been like a felony or something. So he physically made her walk across the state line.
Hey, you want to marry me?
That's an awesome story, right? I mean, now she was 17 and he was like 19. It wasn't like he was like 80 and she was like a child. But still, he's like, yo, man, if you want to marry me, you're walking your ass across the state line. I was like...
Does this shock anybody about his parents, though, knowing
baller.
Him? Not really.
But yeah, so we could definitely talk about the story of First In.
Finish that entire soda that I brought in here.
It's all right. Don't worry. I'll stay hydrated. So let's get into this. Story of First In. Jana says... You see, let's get into this, and I get a comment.
Yeah.
I still have a few lives to catch up on post-travels, but home and seeing this live. Happy Friday and B-Day. Thanks, Janice. I hope Mexico was awesome. I can't wait to hear about it.
Yeah.
Cannot wait to hear about it. Murphy says, that's amazing. Nope, you're walking like a boss. And you know what she did? She walked across the state line because she wanted to marry my dad, which is pretty crazy. So, yeah. So, that's that story. So... The story of First In. I mean, where do you start, right? Where do you start?
Depends on how thorough you want to get.
I'm gonna go pretty brief on how we got to starting First In.
Okay.
And then we'll get a little bit more detailed when it comes to First In. Okay. For anyone that doesn't know, I am not the product of Nordic Viking heritage with superior athletic genes. The father I just mentioned is about 5'8", and most of his adult life, he's about 127 pounds. When people came to my wedding from the fire service, they thought my dad was going to be this giant dude, and here comes this little bearded guy. They're like, that's not your dad. I'm like, that's my dad right there. Every ounce of progress I've ever made came at the expense of numerous years of mistakes and doing things wrong, and then finally just getting out of my own way and getting some direction. But, you know, leading into fire standards, it's funny, Coach PJ, I enlisted his services to help get me over 200 pounds because that had been like a goal my whole life. You know, I got to get to be over 200 pounds so I could be an adult male. I was into this whole philosophy called 70s big. And, you know, my man really helped me out. He did me a solid, and boy, I got over 200 pounds. And then I got hired on the job, and it kind of just skyrocketed from there. Like, it was a struggle to get this frame over 200, but the next 40 came real fast. And I got to the point where I had eaten myself to a state, Coach Steve remembers, where I was about 240 pounds with a big giant power belly, had pre-hypertension, had all kinds of wonky labs, had sleep apnea, you name it. And I just got into a really, really bad, really, really bad place. And, you know, I just kind of had enough, man. I was like, all right, you know, I'd made every excuse my whole life. It was my bad genetics. It was my deep veins. It was, I'm not meant to have abs. I'm not whatever. And finally I ran out of, you know, I ran out of excuses, and I ran out of, you know, I'm going to outwork my bad diet. And I ran out of, we're going to cut. I mean, the first thing we did when we started dating was cut carbs out. You know, we went like zero carb, you know,
like everybody does.
Like everybody, man. We did it all. And I'd done it all. And I finally was at the point where I don't know what I'm doing. So let me get some guidance. But the flip side of that was I was so cemented in my thought process and my way of thinking that, you know, I had kind of just given up. I kind of told myself all the stories that it really was my bad genes, and it really was the fact that, I mean, I have little tiny wrists, but I'm big boned. I'm meant to be fat. I'm not. I'm a ectomorph, whatever that crap means. You know, like, oh, I'm predisposed to this. No, you're not. You're just not doing the right thing. But I had bought into all these lies. So when I started working with some coaches, my entire goal was just to get better. And what that meant was bigger, stronger, faster. And, you know, lo and behold, by actually taking inventory, getting consistent, being accurate and precise with measurements, I found out that it really wasn't all those excuses and lies I told myself, but it was just the fact that I was eating too damn much, too damn often. And surprise, you know, calories count, even when you're not counting them, especially then. So being able to get in control, you know, not just of food, not just of training, but of my health, my wellness, my quality of life, my destiny, if you will, was a pretty awesome thing. Like it literally, I don't use the terms lightly. It not only changed my life, but it pretty much saved my life. And, you know, we were firefighters, we were paramedics, saving lives is what we do. We answered a calling to help people. And over the 6-8 months, the year that I made this process, reversed a lot of these health conditions, got positive, you know, changes and trends on all my health markers, I was at the big house, you know, sitting at the kitchen table every day with 11 other guys who had done nothing but get worse that entire time. And they saw what I was doing. They made fun of me. They mocked me. That's where all my stuff comes from, where they're like, oh, how are you going to be healthy and drink that diet soda? I said, how are you going to ask me that question when you haven't seen your feet in a decade?
Their house and a bag of chips.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know, how do you do this, or why do you do that, or how can you do this, or whatever? And, you know, the classic, my reply to everybody is, hey, we'll talk about this nutrition thing all you want as long as you do it with our shirts off. I'll take mine off, you take yours off, and you talk to me about what I'm doing is wrong. And I never once got taken up on it. But what it did for me, sitting at this table and seeing all these other guys get worse, you know, as I'm getting a little bit better every day, they're doing the same thing, getting a little bit worse, and we're kind of crossing in these trajectories. It made me really, really, really want to help. It made me really, really, really want to help those that are committed to serving others be able to do that better, be able to do it longer, be able to do it more often. There's really, really frightening statistics on the average, you know, life expectancy of a retired firefighter is 3 to 5 years. You know, once they put their 25 in, they may last 3 to 5. And a lot of that's what we do to ourselves. You know, you don't be 50, 60, 70, 80 pounds overweight and think it's because you know, you hurt your back one day. It's like, you know, it's from what you did to yourself chronically. Yeah, heart disease, but how much of that did you put on yourself? So, long story short, that's what made me want to start doing this, wanted to start coaching. So, you know, we transitioned, started a company with some other partners, gave up everything, left our careers over a agonizing long year of 100-hour weeks that we escalated to because Ann became a personal trainer at a gym out in Vero Beach. We were living in Lakeland. We were making 2.5 hour. Wow, Steve just dropped.
He remembers. Steve just dropped
the old school. I'll give that one a second. We were making 2.5 hour drives from Vero Beach. We'd work on the weekends, a 24-hour shift, drive to Vero Beach, and we'd have her first session at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We'd start working, drive back Friday night, work Saturday 24 hours, come right back around, and that's what we did. But we did because we loved it. What we found is that for us, it was so gratifying to be able to spend extended periods of time with people and watch them make these positive changes. And instead of just being there for 20 minutes during someone's worst day of their life, we literally were able to spend 20 weeks with people, 2 years with people. You know, there are people that we work with that we've been coaching for 4 or 5 years now. And it was just an incredibly gratifying thing. And the more we did it, the more we wanted to do it. And the more we were willing to give up to make that reality happen. Coach Steve just dropped the old school bomb. There are maybe 5 people that will know what this is when he says Incendiary Athletics, because that was my very first coaching company. That was the very first name that I coached under. And it actually predates it being a coaching company because it was a clothing company that I was going to start. I remember Coach PJ at the time showing him my branding for Incendiary Athletics because I was going to start a firefighter apparel company before Black Helmet existed. Just so everybody knows how OG I am, it was the first that I was aware of was Incendiary Athletics. God, I missed that boat. But I didn't want to start it without having, you know, membership to IAFF. I didn't want to be that fake defunct guy. So, yeah, Coach knows, man, the original Word doc. Y'all think it was hard to track on a spreadsheet. Oh. Try tracking on a Word doc. Yeah. Whew. That was a nightmare for coaches, too. Jessica says, yeah, let's talk about OG right here. I remember those first days when you came to Vero. Yeah. So that's what got us to want to transition. And by transition, I mean quit, give up pension, sell house, yeah, move, sleep on floor. That's what got us to want us to do it. And so that was, you know, it was an interesting process. And as we got more involved in it and as, you know, we started working in it more full time, you find that, one, not everybody in a partnership agrees with how to do things. And two, not everybody is who they say they are. So there were definitely some differences in how we wanted to do things. And I remember Ann and I were driving. We were coming back from Disney or something. We were in the car. And I told her, you know, I was 39. I hated my business partner, one of them. I'm getting to start hating the other one soon. I hated one of our business partners. There were 3 of us. I hated our living situation. That's time for another conversation. And I just hate it. Like, I hate it a lot. And I told Ann, I said, I'm going to be 40 years old. I was like, and I want my life to mean something. Like, I want to have an impact. I want to help people. And the people that we were partnered with, that wasn't their main motivation. Their main motivation was, how do we charge the most money and do the least amount of work? And that has never once resonated with me. So when we started this entire thing, it was because we wanted to help first responders. In our other company, we had a subset, a hidden company that was in the company that was helping first responders. And the other partners didn't care about it. They didn't like it. Unbeknownst to us, and several members of this family can let you know, they were doubling and triple charging military spouses and veterans without letting me know so they could raise their commissions. So we didn't know about that until later, but that's the kind of people we were with. We had set up and we had started an agreement, and the agreement was that our love, our background, our passion, we want to help first responders. We don't want to charge them exorbitant fees like $7,000 a year for nutrition coaching. We want to be able to provide a service for those that give so much in the service of others. Oh, yeah, we'll do that. And then double, triple charging service members, veterans, and their spouses. So these are the kind of garbage that we were partnered with and we didn't know about. But I told Ann, I was like, I can't do this just gross business anymore. Like I have to do where my heart is, where my passion is. I was like, and I'm going to talk to my partner about it, the one that I didn't hate. I was like, and I'm going to let him know where I'm at. And I told him the whole thing. I said, listen, man, I said, I'm getting here. I want my life to mean something. I want to help as many people as I possibly can. This is the population that I feel, you know, strongly about helping. Help those that help others. I was like, and I want to start an operation that caters to that. What do you think? And his answers to me, you know, I was like, I want to do this. This is how I want to do it. It's how I want to run it. We can partner on it. We can do whatever. And his direct answer to me was, you can do whatever you want. He goes, but I don't want to be a part of a cheap product for cheap people. And I was like, whew. Now that should have been a red flag. That's on me for not picking up on that. But when he told me, you can do whatever you want, I'll help you, you know, do X, Y, or Z, but I do not want to be part of a cheap product for cheap people. I should have said, wow, did you just call every first responder and vet and active duty military member a cheap person? Cool story, bro. Cool yeah. Story. He was also the guy that said that civil service workers don't deserve retirements either. So real quality individual. But long story short, it was like, yep, I'll still help you with your high ticket stuff. We'll still do things together. Ann's going to come coach with me, but she's still going to coach with his existing business. Steve's going to come coach with me, but he's going to come do the existing business. We're going to partner off and we're going to do this thing to help people. You can call it for cheap people if you want, but we're going to do this thing that's catered on helping people, on having an impact, on growing and providing some solid value for those that need it. And you can keep running paid ads and charging people ridiculous amounts of money for an inferior product. That's fine. No big deal. And that was great. Everything's going to be awesome. We're still going to be partners in the company and everything was going to be great. So, you know, as time goes on, things started shifting a little bit. And I think part of it was, this guy's not going to do anything. This guy's not going to whatever, blah, 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 blah. But during this transition, and like I said, guys, when I say like I hated everything. There was a night we were walking a dog in the neighborhood, and Ann and I were walking Dingo, and And I told Ann, I said, I hate everything. I said, I hate this company. I hate where we're staying. I hate everything about it. I said, I am buying a van. I'm putting a mattress in the back of it. And tomorrow the dog and I are leaving and we're going to travel the country. You can come or you can stay.
And at this point, it's like,
as dead serious,
I'm going to have to live in a van with Jonathan and Dingo. Guess that's happening.
I was 100% serious. Like, I was already talking to people about crashing their driveways. And then fortunately for us, the next day I went and had my first BJJ class with Master Hanato, and I came home and told Ann, we can never leave. I found my home. So that's why, thanks Master, that's why we're still here. But that's also the reason all of this happened, because I realized I had let my life drift off course. I could correct it. And that's how, technically, how First In came to be. So everything's great. We're moving right along. We're starting. We're getting ready to launch. And, you know, my partner comes to me with this brilliant plan, because since he and his wife got on the phone and they said, since they know how terrible our home situation is, since they know that we need to get a new house, since they know that we're looking and they know that we want to be a down payment, they want to do us a solid, just do us a favor and really help us out and buy me out of the other company we were in. And we're going to buy you out on paper. This is the only way we can get rid of the third guy. Then it all comes under here. We'll grow both companies together. It'll be awesome. Yada, yada, yada. Here's what we're going to give you. Blah, 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 blah. And it was way undervalued. And it was way less than I bought in for. But I said, hey, we're going to do this thing together. No big deal. Cool, let's do it. And had agreements signed up that we're going to absorb all debts, we're going to do all this stuff, everything's great, just ignore the fact that business credit card's in my name, and we'll sign these papers, we'll be good to go. Literally, the digital ink wasn't even dry on this agreement when Ann, Steve, and Jess, who was a coach at the time, Jessica Janes, got emailed non-compete agreements, being told they were not allowed to work for any other company. Of course, everybody thought that was BS. Like, it doesn't mean First In, right? And Steve was the first guy to email and got told, no, it absolutely means First In. You are not allowed to work for them. Ann's not allowed to come work for me. Jess not allowed to come work for me. That's when we kind of realized maybe things weren't going the way they were. To make matters a little bit more interesting, remember, we were given this buyout so we could buy this house. We were getting ready to close on a house while all this was going down. It was June? July? July? June?
What's happening there?
One of those months with a J. June. It was absolutely June. It was the 20th of June. We were set to close and move into our house. On the 17th, the proverbial shoe dropped, and in the middle of our group that we were
in the middle of a work day.
In the middle of a work day, as we're answering check-ins, Ann comes and tells me that she's locked out of her email. And at that time, a video gets posted in the member group, explaining to members a bunch of interesting facts about fraud and poaching and client erroneous acquisition and all this stuff. And long story short, despite every agreement we had verbally and everything we had on paper, we were removed from our entire income, our entire source of livelihood, locked out of all our emails, and everyone that we worked with told we were thieves. The funny thing about that was they immediately paid themselves tens of thousands of dollars off the credit card that was in my name.
The business credit card.
While calling us out for fraud and thievery. And hung us for, I don't know, $40,000 in debt.
As we're
because they wanted to help us
to move into our new house.
So, flash forward, Anne has to pack our entire house because I had to go into oh my god, we've given up everything. How are we going to feed ourselves mode? And that's how First In was born. It was a little bit of a rocky birth, but it's hands down the best thing we've ever done. We had such an overwhelming show of support from so many amazing people that knew everything these assholes were saying was complete bullshit. They had met them before. They had seen them before. They had known who had bled and cared for that company. And you'll see them still here in this family today.
Yeah, the OGs are still here.
You even call a couple of them coaches.
This is to the point that that video dropped, and when I got booted out of my email, I got kicked out of my email in the middle of responding to a check-in, because it was a work day, we were responding. I got booted out of my email. The video dropped just a second before I got booted from the group, because it flashed up, and I said, there's a video playing, and then I got booted from the group, and I said, Jonathan, there's a video that just got posted by this other partner in the group as I'm kicked out of my email. And that, he knew. He knew what had happened that second, yeah. And he goes, hey, that this is what's going down. The overwhelming response from people that were our members, because it was myself, Jonathan, Jessica, and Steve at the time.
We're the only coaches that had a roster in, yeah, the, in the company.
The response from our people, the messages, phone calls, texts from people going, hey, what is going on? This is not right. Something's up. This doesn't seem like you guys. I don't understand what's going on, because they're accusing us of lying, stealing, fraud, disappearing from the group, just running away
we
from our people.
We ghosted on everybody, yeah. We left everybody high and dry. That was what they were being told.
But the response from our people was like, hey, we know you, and this is not you, and what is going on? That was impressive, because the shenanigans these people did just... There are not many people that I use the word hate with. These are those people.
So Karen's got the cringy face. Because Karen was around for all of this. Jessica says, I couldn't agree more with the difference you both provide versus the other guys.
This is the difference between wanting to build a family and, on the other side, wanting to suck everybody dry of money and not do work.
Here's Coach Kim. They tried to get me on that crap when I think of how close I was to hang up that phone because of that price tag. So damn thankful you guys were starting First In that freaking week. It was fate.
Meant to be.
And Kim's one right there that'll show you, like, it was all on the up and up. They say that we were doing all this stuff nefariously, yet she got directed to us because the guy on the phone wasn't aware of the entire big plan. So it was just a bunch of hokum. Bobby says, I remember my phone call from you guys. Forever thankful you called. Karen says, I can actually hear him saying that. So if you guys, I didn't read any of these comments. If you guys thought I was making it up, you can see our fam right here is letting you know. Murphy says, if you're willing to live in a van down by the river, that's true love.
I mean, if that's what I gotta do, right? He's, you know.
You know, Kay says, it takes seeing people like that to get your guards up forever. It's sad. I'll be honest with you, man. I think you maybe even spoke about this in person. You think it would, like, jade you and get you hard or get you whatever? Man, I can't let it. I can't let it.
No, you know, you expect the best from people until they show you the worst.
Jessica said, unreal. Guys, we're glazing over it, man. I'm telling you guys, the Reader's Digest version. anyone that was here through it, any of the coaches, they've heard my real feelings about it. I'm being as polite as I can in case we got any moles in the forest that want to go share this. You know, man, I'm being as polite as I can.
Listen, get me on the side
if you want to hear how I really feel. Just wear some earmuffs because I get a little hot. Coach Steve says, so glad I bailed on that dick face and his two-faced personality.
Dude, I was really surprised because normally I meet people and you kind of get a feeling for people. And anybody that does this knows. You can kind of feel people, right? So give me 30 seconds to maybe a couple minutes. And usually I can tell you, hey, this person's full of shit. There's something not right. Something's kind of off. You're kind of an asshole. This one partner had me totally just... I didn't see it. He had me totally believing that he was a good person, that he cared about people. He's a psychopath.
And disliked one of the guys for since day one.
Bieber.
Yeah, since day one, she hated one of the guys. But the other guy, like, we literally, like for anyone that doesn't know, and we're not gonna bring a bunch of it up, but when Anne's mom got sick, Anne's mom passed away from cancer, we brought this third partner in to, you know, consult her on dietary, you know, habits and stuff that he could do because he researched it for her cancer. Like, so he was well aware of our circumstances. He was like a member of our family. Like, you know, I called this guy my brother for years. I want that guy to die a fiery death. So like literally, like I'm not kidding. Like I wake up every day hoping maybe today is the day he dies in a fiery car crash, because you don't get to attack my wife like that. You don't get to come after her livelihood like that. You don't get to hurt her like that. And that's what he did. So, you know, when Steve says, I'm glad I bailed on that dick face and his two-faced personality, he's being nice. He's being completely nice. When Danielle says, fucking losers, she can't even come close to what these guys are. Tom says, I say we hunt them down and beat them. Murphy says, Tom, let's go. I know what state they're in, and you're very familiar with it. They actually, I think, moved. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't want
to know. Renee says, off to catch a replay. Happy birthday. Thank you, thank you. Anna says, I'm really glad at breaking people's noses. If you ever need a Ukrainian bodyguard,
let's do it.
Jessica said, when all of that happened, I was already gone, but there was definitely bad vibes towards the end for me.
It got bad.
You know, that's for sure. And Monica nailed it here. It boosted your resolve to build a supportive family. Guys, we could talk like it's a sob story, but we didn't. You know, it would have been so easy to wilt and collapse and woe is me, because fucking trust me, you know? Our entire life was snatched from us. We were told to leave the fire service. That was mandated, that we left the fire service and moved because we had to be in Vero Beach. Yet those two dinguses just moved and left us in Vero Beach with their office, have to pay for, and all this other stuff. We were told to give everything up to do it, and we did because we believed in what we were doing. We believed in helping people. We had nothing anymore. And not only do we have nothing, we're 40 grand in debt. But what can you do, right? You know, you guys see me post a lot about like overcoming obstacles and turning them into opportunities and doing the work to win the prize and trying to find things to be positive. Guys, it ain't bullshit.
Yeah.
It's what I tell myself every day. It's what I told myself every day through this period. It's what we've done through all the adversity we've been through. Because if you think our life has been rainbows and unicorns, you're not paying attention. But through all of that, you know, you hear me talk about learning lessons from other people, and that anybody can teach you a lesson. And sometimes it's what not to do. We learned a fuck of a lot of what not to do from these idiots. And that's invaluable. The 40K we lost, the 85K I bought in, everything we lost from it, the pensions, what we lost selling our house, best investment we ever made to learn how not to be like those dickheads.
It taught us what we wanted to do. It made us realize what we wanted to build, because we had seen the other side of it and how bad it was and how they were treating people. And it was just, we knew that that's not what we wanted to be. So yeah, it helped us make first in exactly what we wanted, because we had already seen the crap side of things.
Jessica said, but look at you now, first in. Third birthday. That's why our birthday is so important to us, because we were born out of adversity.
The first one, we were worried about how we were going to eat. Like, it was like, I don't know how we're going to pay anything.
No shit, y'all, man. Everybody thinks, oh, man, you're making this shit up. Our insurance agents are Nick and Aaron Raines, members of the family that were here for all of this. And when we had that credit card fraud a few weeks ago, Ann called to update the credit card on our business insurance. And Aaron was like, I don't think you guys are paying monthly. You know, I don't think I have to update it. And I said, and tell Aaron I get the thing every month, the Hiscox, whatever. And she goes, whatever. And then I remembered the conversation with Nick Raines, when we were setting it up. And he said, do you want to pay in full or do you want to pay month to month? He said, there's no discount for paying in full, but there's also no charge for paying month to month. And we were so broke and didn't know how we were going to eat. I said, we need to pay that month to month because I don't know if we can afford to pay for that year of insurance. So that's why our birthdays are such a big deal. And that's why we're so excited about it. And that's why we make such a big deal of it. And that's why we give you guys stuff for our birthdays, because we love this family. And we know what it's like to come from nothing and build something. And if it wasn't for you guys working with us to build this amazing ass family, we'd have nothing.
I don't know where we'd
be. You know? Coach Tasha, I don't know if you guys have picked up on this yet, but Coach Tasha says, F them moles, I paid that bougie price tag and consider it money well spent to have been introduced to you guys. Them other folks will get what's coming to them. Just so you guys are aware, Coach Nastasha is a Navy veteran who was charged double what she should have been, because we had a program in place for veterans and they charged her double because they couldn't. That's some scummy ass motherfuckers. Yeah. So when you hear these OGs speak up, when you hear these coaches say these words, you don't have to think it's just bitter Jonathan and Ann. It's not. Get Coach Amy.
Coach Amy was another one.
Sweet Coach Amy. Hear what happened to her as a military spouse. So, you know, bad people are out there, guys. When you see me post about bad people exist, and sometimes good things happen to bad people and bad things happen to good people, I'm just making it up. I didn't read it on a wall. I'm probably speaking from experience if I'm talking. That's part of that walk-to-walk thing. Oh, Karen. Oh, man. Be a blessing. Okay. And Karen, I'll tell you what. That guy was a saint compared to the other one.
Yeah.
A saint.
That guy was at least harmless.
He's harmless. He's a salesman without a product. He's full of hot air and just will take your money. The other guy is...
He's a sociopath.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Be a blessing. I laugh at him. This other guy, catch on fire, please. Let me be there to watch. I'll piss in the other direction. Val says, I always say when people show you who they are, believe them. 100%. I'm sorry you had to go through that, but grateful you believed in yourself and kept going, because here we are, a big old Finn family. And that's what it's all about, man. We had some really, really, really amazing people support us through this entire thing and help carry us through it. And, man, there's so many circumstances that go into this that make this the most twisted, ridiculous thing. I mean, you can't write shit this crazy. You know, so they say sometimes truth is stranger than fiction. This is a strange one, man. There's no doubt about it. So yeah, it was just, you know, we are beyond thrilled with what we have now. And that alone means everything we've been through is worth it, you know. So 100%. Tom and Murphy getting ready to get on it.
They're going.
Tom says, let's roll. Val says she's with Tom and Murphy. Also, happy birthday. See a little positivity, a little levity here. Jessica says, y'all talk the talk and walk the walk. Total pun intended. We try. Monica, trash took itself out. Now you have all this. You know, the thing is, man, Val touched on it, and I talk about it all the time. One, if you ever see me talk about taking out the trash in your life and not surrounding yourself with garbage humans.
This is it.
Now you know who I'm talking about. Anytime you hear the phrase garbage human, you can put a face to it if you really want to Google. But yeah, you know, give people enough time and they will show you who they really are. And it's not always who they say they are. And it's not always who you want them to be. And that's a big problem for me, man, is as much of a prick as I am, as much of a jerk as I am, I want to believe people. I want to believe they're who they say they are. I want to believe they want to do what they say, that they have the potential to change. And I do that to a fault. And I own it. You know, I make mistakes all the time. I trust people that I shouldn't trust. I bring people into scenarios, whether it's work or partnership or coaching or whatever, that maybe I shouldn't have. Maybe I should have seen more walk first before I trusted them. But, you know, give people enough time and they will show you who they are. And like Val said, when they tell you who they are, you should listen. You should believe them. And that's up to you. You know, if you guys aren't aware, I'm a pretty pretty big Jocko fan. I'm pretty big into extreme ownership. And, you know, you have to own every decision you make. You have to understand that at some point you could have done something different and you could have had a different impact on it. But once you realize these things, it's your responsibility to improve them. It's your responsibility to come out better from it if that's what you choose to do. And he talks about all the time, you know, there are no bad teams, there are bad leaders. And if you find there's something wrong in your team, it's your responsibility to the rest of the team to cut that out and fix it. And these are the things where it's like, it's really easy sometimes for me to go, oh man, you know, I got taken advantage of. Yeah, I did. My fault. You know, I have to own it. Doesn't mean I don't want you to die. It just means, hey man, I've got to come out better from that. And what we did is, yeah, we got rid of the garbage. We don't have that anymore. Money well spent. We get to do things the way that we all as a team, these eight coaches, you know, I guess seven and me. Because if I say eight, then is that correct? This is a round table, damn it. And we do things our way. And that's priceless. You know, it's 100% worth every bit of adversity we've had, every bit of adversity we will have, and everything we have going on. So, yeah, I agree. Wade, man, I don't know if you knew what you were getting into, bud. I don't know how much of this Emily had shared with you, but, yeah, man, we've got some good stories. So I appreciate you, man. Jessica, I will remember that quote. We learned a fuck ton of love a lot from those idiots. I got away with words. What can I say? I'm a poet. Tom Ruffner says, y'all have changed and saved my life, so I guess I'm staying with you. At least until I get to kidnap the Chop.
The Chop would totally go with you, too.
Yeah, the Chop, there's nothing we can do to stop him, man. Ian, man, Ian coming correct. He said, I've said it before, but I'm so glad they fucked you over. I wouldn't be here otherwise. Yeah. Anyone here, we were just talking to Sarah about it at Einstein's. The difference in how the family rolls and how this other outfit rolls is night and day. Ian, you wouldn't have liked it, man. Oh. We didn't like it. So man, I'm glad it happened too, man, because without you, I definitely wouldn't laugh nearly as much as I do. Wade says, you both are awesome and don't change but for the better. We try, man. We try, brother. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Yes, it goes, I think I knew who the big dick was, the BD, but I can't put my finger on who the other one was. LOL. Damn it, throw me a clue.
Listen, come to Bagels and we'll talk.
Come to Bagels and we'll talk. Yeah, we don't necessarily want to send people down rabbit holes. My man Tom said he's putting on his Velcro New Balance and sticking it straight up their asses. That's what I'm talking about. So this is what we need, man. We need people that they're not worried about keeping you for doing something bad. They grab bail money and they roll with you.
Yeah,
that's
ready.
What we need, man. Always back, by the way. Well, I'm glad you came in with a bang. Emily said, I'm so glad we can act like adults and be treated like adults. I mean, I am an adult.
Right.
And you weren't allowed to do that in the other company. Emily's an OG that has experience with the other outfit, too. So, Kelly, that was the birth of First In.
Came from a lot of not-so-great decisions, but we learned a lot, and we got to make First In what we wanted.
And I got to tell you, over the last 3 years, First In has done some awesome shit. And we can skip through some stuff, you know, I mean... It's been a wild ride. I remember all the milestones we had. Like Coach Kim was in like within 6 or 7 days of us starting, and like when she was welcomed to the family, it was like me and Steve and Abby welcome.
There's like 6 people.
That was it. That was everybody in the group, you know. And like we can remember like. Oh man, we have 25 members, you know? we can't eat, but wow, look what we're doing. You know, we're growing this thing. And, you know, man, we've got 50 people. And, oh, we had our first reunion. And, oh, we made our first year. And we did our first, you know, family appreciation event and all these things. But I gotta tell you, man, this last year has been, I think, just the best year. And it hurts sometimes to say that and think that way because we've all been going through such crazy times with this pandemic. But when all that started popping off in March or April, you know, Anna and I made a really, really conscious decision, and we got with the rest of the coaches, and the first thing we did is we made a post. It's like, what do y'all need right now? How can we help everybody that is going through this together? Because we've all heard the phrase, or we should have, that we're all in the same storm, but we're all in different boats. Nancy McGowan is in her dinghy, and we're all trying to get up in it with her. And Nancy, don't throw a barbell at me, you know what I mean by that. But we just wanted to help, because that's what everybody here is. You know, all of our first responders and all of our ER staff and all of our nurses and all of our teachers and everybody who was considered essential and had to go do all these things, we all show up every day to help. And that's what we wanted to do. And being put in that situation and having to realize that every member of this family was struggling, and we just went, well, how do we give back more? How do we help more? How do we be involved more? How do we, you know, just be present more and be available more and help? That's been the game changer for us. You know, I'm embarrassed. If anybody here isn't a FinLive subscriber, then y'all are making me angry, because FinLive is amazing. It's a service that we have that puts all our lives on an app on your phone, so you can listen to it in podcasts or whatever. It's the only place where you can find everything we've ever done. But if you go back there and look, pre-pandemic,
there's not so many.
We sucked. Like, we were horrible. I don't know what the hell our problem was, man. But one of the first changes we made was we started doing walk and talks. And that's like an institution. Like, I love those things so much, man. It gives us guaranteed 30 minutes of activity every week that we wouldn't have otherwise. It gives us guaranteed 30 minutes of time with the family we wouldn't have otherwise. And I think this situation has made this year the best year ever for us, because we've all worked to come together. We weren't doing lives every week. We had never done a coach's corner. We had never done a meet the family. We had never done any of these things. And because everybody just wanted to give back and be such just more of a community and literally just be involved and give back and be positive and share these vibes so much more, it's made everything better as far as I'm concerned with First In. And I just can't wait to see what the next year is. You know, I already, you know, tell Ann all the time, like, what else can we do? What's next? What can we do? How can we do more? How can we do more? And I love it, you know, when I see the family feeling the same way. I see the family giving back more, and I see you guys congratulating everybody and welcoming everybody and helping everybody. There are times, guys, when my notifications don't work, and I realize I've missed like 7 posts, and everybody else in the fam and the team have taken care of it and answered it, and I feel like a jerk because I missed it. But you guys are so awesome and coming together so well, and we have such an amazing vibe full of adults, like Emily said, that it's just an incredible thing to see happen. I just can't wait to see what's next. But yeah, if you go look on FinLive and you subscribe, you're like, yo, y'all went live once a quarter? What's wrong with you? You had to wait for like Thanksgiving to talk to us? It was just, we didn't know. We didn't know any better. And adversity made us all better. And that's what I think one of the best things about this past year has been for us, is just overcoming some crazy shit together. And I think that makes this family unstoppable, and I can't wait to see what's next. Coach Kim said, there were 14 members that ended my week one.
Yep.
Not counting, half of them were staff, so that's interesting too. Sonya's on her break at work.
Hi.
How are you? Danielle says, the best decision she ever made. She's forever grateful and truly blessed to be with everyone here. We feel the exact same way, man. This is our family. This is what we wanted when we started. This is what I had envisioned sitting down at that firehouse kitchen table, looking around at 11 other guys that were getting worse. This is what I wanted. And, you know, I talk about it with diet all the time. You hear a coach talk about it all the time. No journey of significant distance comes without a few detours, comes without a few potholes. Maybe you have to change a tire. Maybe the car catches on fire and burns to a cinder and you got to get a whole new car. Whatever it is, it's an adventure and it's a journey. And sometimes it's gonna suck, right? But as long as you keep moving forward and you don't turn the car around and go home, you eventually can get to an amazing place. And that's what I think's been the most incredible thing for us, is just sharing this journey with you guys and finding out where we're gonna be at. Because there ain't a roadmap, man. We're figuring this out. That's for sure. So I think that's a good enough sum up of the story. I know I skipped a couple years in there, but that's okay. Karen, maybe winning the live, maybe said sociopath is inside that car that catches fire. Inside it, underneath it, wherever. I'm good with it. But I think that's it, man. There's a little bit of drama and some stuff in there and a few things we didn't recount, but that's okay. Water under the bridge. We're stronger for it. No matter what has happened, no matter what we've been faced with, we've came out of it together as a family. And I think that's the best part. So that's the story. I'm sticking to it. I can't wait to see what it's like next year. Y'all that do have Finn Live, scroll back and hear what I said about last year on our birthday. Oh. And see what was going on then. But guys, that's all I got on the story of First In. Let's hit this free-for-all. What do y'all have for us? If y'all have anything, let me know. If not, we got to welcome somebody into the family, see what's going on. Congratulate some people for continuing the journey, celebrating our birthday with us. I got to thank some people slowly for telling me happy birthday. Yep. But if y'all got anything, let me know. Ian Osborne, I've now heard that story 6 to 7 times, including in person. And he goes, it's still the greatest story. I want to take some skills and apply them towards those dickheads.
Yes.
Yes. We will do that one day. Just in theory only, for entertainment purposes. Val says, this just makes me even more excited for the reunion, to be surrounded by genuine people. This reunion.
It's going to be amazing.
Oh my God. It's going to be so amazing.
These houses are packed. We are.
It's going to be so amazing. I cannot wait for this reunion, Val. I'm so excited. Tom, it's good to know people.
Yep.
Tom says, you know, an Italian from New Jersey can have things taken care of. We may take you up on that too, buddy. I know you know people. Murphy, what's the deal with the reunion?
I feel like you ask this every week.
How many family members are going? Is there anything I can do to help you guys get ready for it?
The reunion's going to be good. There are a lot of family members going, and no, we need no help as of yet.
Thoughts and prayers? if you pray, pray. If you send good vibes, send good vibes. It's going to be wild. And we're trying to get through the birthday, because the birthday's wild. Guys, we're way behind. The birthday's wild, too. We'll be full tilt press on reunion. Come
after this week.
Tuesday. Absolutely. Nastasha, the reunion of a lifetime.
It will be.
It is going to be amazing. We're so pumped for this thing, man. We are so pumped. Jessica's super excited for the reunion. Karen says, I think Tom is my new favorite person. Tom's a good one, man. Trust me. When he came down to Vero, it was like exactly who I thought you were, man. It was incredible. That's what I love about the family, Val. You're like, oh, I'm excited to be in a room with super genuine people. You're gonna walk into a room with a whole lot of strangers, 20 plus, and you're gonna know everybody. And that's what's so amazing about First In, man. Pretense is gone. I love it. Steve said,
Coach Steve's coming in on Thursday.
There it is. Yes. I can't show up Friday afternoon. I don't want to miss anything. Good, bro. Now I don't have to fire you, because we've been talking about it. We about sent you an email with a non-compete. so good, man. I'm stoked on that.
Murphy.
Yes. Send them. We need them. Thoughts and prayers, please. Jessica says, I literally avoided phone calls from friends asking me to dinner just so I can listen to y'all. Aww. Priorities. You're my girl.
We love
you
for that.
You're my girl. Tom says, I am a good person to know. You definitely don't want to be on my shit list. I'm glad I'm going to stay on the good side, brother. I'm going to stay on the good side. Well, guys, if you don't have anything,
it is going to be road rules.
It is, man. It's road rules of nutrition. Yeah, it's the real world without somebody going, true story. And less fighting. They fight a lot on that show.
Let's not do that.
And no fornicating that I'm aware of. Please don't let me be aware of fornicating. I mean, you guys are adults, but...
we got some couples, but I don't...
Let's not, okay? Let's not. Steve... Coach Tasha says, Steve Eagle, so many more snuggles this way.
All the snuggles.
All the snuggles, man. It is going to be some snuggle fest, that's for sure. We're all some snugglers. If you got anything, let us know. If not, it's still my birthday.
We're going to kick off birthday date night.
We got some... I don't know if you... I have my Taco Bell for my birthday. And now we got some birthday dinner I don't even know about. Yeah. And then we got like a little date night popcorn with some Gideon's Bakehouse bites because... You know we milk those things. We froze them. But that's it, man. We're going to do the thing. Ian says, I'm a little spoon for all cuddle attempts. Well, there we go, man. Pitching or catching. It's all baseball. That's what they told me. And on that note, guys, we out. We are out. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being awesome and giving us something to do on Friday. Thanks for saying happy birthday to First In.
Yes.
Making this thing amazing, giving us three of the best years of our lives and the strongest damn family that we could ever ask for. You guys are great. Have an awesome night. Thanks for all you do. Thanks for being First In. We'll see you guys soon. Take care. Bye.